really happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the stock market is taking a minor clubbing today. It's down. The Dow is down 200 points, and I mention that only because apparently the Italian stock market has really had a rough time. It's down 8.5% over the last two trading days. So we may be seeing the beginning of the next crash, which we've all known is coming, because you can only prop up the market with instantly created money for so long. And I think the telling indications were all these credit ratings of various countries like the United States are being downgraded time and time again because you can't simply print up the money to pay off your debts. It may look correct on paper, but the investors understand that as you print up those new dollars, their investment is losing value. And when they adjust for that artificially created inflation, they begin to realize they're losing money and they start selling off. Now, over in North Korea, where they're getting ready to launch a satellite, and it's interesting to see the American media constantly say, yes, it's a satellite, but really, it could be a missile. It could be used as a missile. Remember, missile, nukes, danger. Pay no attention to the fact that it's a science payload. Just only think about the worst possible interpretation, and that's what we're going to sell the war on. Apparently, the USS Shiloh, which is an Aegis cruiser, is now parked off the shore, the coast of North Korea, near where the rocket is going to be flying. They're probably going to be tracking it to get its performance data for analysis. Obviously, shooting it down would be a really stupid thing to do. Over in Afghanistan, now remember, we had that horrible, horrible massacre, 16 civilians killed. The official U.S. story is a crazed, lone nut sergeant did it all by himself. The witnesses on the ground are saying it was 15 and 20 people. They had helicopter support. It was collective punishment for an improvised explosive device found in the area. Real Nazi-type tactics here. And almost immediately thereafter, we had the shooting up in Toulouse, where this guy, who's now known to have been part of French intelligence services, did a shooting that the media said, oh, we don't want to talk about Afghanistan massacres anymore. We've got, you know, over in France, look at this one. Pay no attention to these 16 dead bodies. Look at these three over here. These matter. These other people, they're nothing. Ben Stein said so. And coming out of that horrible massacre over there in Afghanistan before the French wag the dog, I guess that would be wag un chien, the U.S. promised Afghanistan they were not going to conduct any more of these night raids without Afghan government approval, and as it turns out, the U.S. special operations are still doing the night raids. The U.S. government has reversed its policy and said, yeah, go on out and do more of the night raids. That's what's going on here. Speaking of Afghanistan, and this is not surprising. I've been talking about this for quite some time. A lot of the veterans coming back from Afghanistan are suffering severe mental health problems. We saw this during Vietnam. And everyone's trying, you know, hemming and hawing and what pills can we sell them and make them all better and all of that stuff. But what's really going on is very, very simple. These men and women in uniform spent the first 18 years of their lives learning how to be civilized, moral human beings. Then they get 6-8 weeks of basic training to turn them into killers on command. And they're convinced to do it because they're told the war is right, the war is moral, the war is necessary and just. And they get over there in the war zone, they look around and they realize, no, it isn't. It's the Americans who are the invaders, the looters and the pillagers, and it doesn't sit well for people who are still in their heart of hearts very moral men and women. And so they're psychologically conflicted, and they can't deal with it then and there because they're just fighting for their lives. And so they come home, and now they have to deal with all the things they did over there that they understand were not done for a moral reason, and it's messing them up. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more phone calls. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Karavim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Karavim? Simple. Karavim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Karavim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Karavim, the best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go to the phones. Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. When I hear, like, hypocritical windbags, like Ben Stein pontificating about how important it is for others to stop genocide, I can only think back in 1994 when the Rwandan genocide was going on in Rwanda, and how I at the time would sit around and I would... You know, when I was younger, I would read the New York Times, and I was very aware that a genocide was happening, and it was beginning to happen. It was covered in the news. Now, at the time, Israel had, like it does today, an excellent military. They could have flown in their troops and stopped that genocide. Also, but they didn't. Also, Jews in the Clinton administration, remember Hillary Clinton referred to it as their kosher cabinet, particularly the State Department with Madeleine Albright, Sandy Berger, William Cohen. They were highly represented with Jews in those high places in the, in the military and in influence over the State Department. They could have also stopped that genocide, but they didn't. And so the point of the matter is for people of Ben Stein, if you want other people to stop genocides, you should at least be in the forefront of leading in stopping genocides. Maybe having his children sign up for the military. How about American Jews signing up for the military? which they don't. As a matter of fact, they're very underrepresented in the U.S. military. Mm-hmm. And so it's just the hypocrisy on their part that is so salient that it just jumps out at you. And also the flagrant, like, ridiculous audacity of a nebbish like Ben Stein. I mean, he could be the general of the 4th Nebbish Battalion.
Let's not get personal. Let's not get personal.
Maybe he can attack them with the pencils if he can hold his glasses on.
Let's not get into the personal stuff here. I mean, the truth is, before he went on this pro-Israel, you know, kill them all at God sort them out thing, you know, I used to like the guy, and I had a lot of respect for him, and I thought he was kind of, and a lot of things he said I liked, but then all of a sudden he goes on this thing about Israel's right, everybody else doesn't matter. It is really this, and this is the attitude that we see from Israel itself. Okay, the purpose of everybody else is to fight Israel's war for them. That's the reason. That's what the goyim are for. That's what the Gentiles are for. To paraphrase, what's his name, Gene Simmons. And the idea is, yeah, it's a big deal when the genocide is directed against us, but genocide directed against other people, they're in that category of nothing. And that is really the word that we need to remember about what Ben Stein is saying. It was nothing. All the sacrifice and death of all those other millions of people was nothing. That's what he thinks, and that's what he absolutely believes. I mean, who is that rabbi who said that the lives of a million Arabs are not worth one Jewish fingernail? That is exactly the attitude they have.
Probably Meir Kahana.
May have been. I know it's in the quotes file. I'll have to go back and look it up.
Right.
But
the point is there has to be reciprocity, and if Jews are like Ben Stein are against genocide, how about not committing a genocide in Iraq? He obviously was for the Iraqi invasion. How about
Palestine?
What?
Palestine.
Palestine and all the other, like, what we're doing in the Middle East, the provocation and destabilization in Syria now, which has led to 10,000 dead already, also in Libya. We know what the policy is, Mike. The policy is to ruin as many of these Islamic nations that surround Israel. They're doing it covertly through other countries. And if they can provoke a war between Turkey and Syria, all the better for Israel. And Israel will remain quiet and make it seem like they had nothing to do with it. And all their agents will remain quiet and pretend like they had nothing to do with it. And then they'll just cry, oh, what a humanitarian disaster. Let's bomb them even more. See,
you're absolutely right. Remember the motto of the Mossad, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. And Israel, which is a little tiny country, and even though it's the world's sixth largest nuclear power, the political cost of actually using one of their nukes remains very, very high. And so Israel likes to go out and trick other people into fighting each other. Ultimately, I am sure that Israel would love it if they could trick the United States and Russia into a mutually destructive war, which would leave Israel and its nuclear arsenal functionally in control of the Middle East, and because of the oil, pretty much the economy of the entire world. And, you know, we saw that with the Levant affair, where Israeli agents were caught bombing British and American targets inside Egypt, planting evidence to frame the Egyptians to destroy political relations between the countries. When Israel attacked the USS Liberty, before the Liberty was able to get a message out that the Israelis were the ones attacking it, Israel was already calling everybody up and saying, oh, Egypt's attacking that U.S. ship. Go bomb Egypt. Go do that. There was a nuclear-armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo. You know, we almost, you know, the pyramids, which have lasted thousands of years, came yay close to being vaporized. You know, unfortunately, the crew of the USS Liberty improvised a radio antenna because the Israelis had shot away the radio tower on the first attack, and they got a message out saying, we're under attack by the Israelis, come help us. And I think it was the America launched a strike to support the USS Liberty, and Johnson got on the phone to the ship's captain and said, you get those planes back on the deck. I mean, it would talk about an utter betrayal here. And so the reality is, we're looking at the situation. What Ben Stein is trying to do is he's trying to invoke the memory of the Holocaust. He's trying to put guilt for the Holocaust on all of us, so we'll seek our redemption by going out and destroying Iran. But there is a problem with that. The Holocaust, and whatever it is, whatever you think happened back then, happened in the first half of the previous century, and it happened before we were all born. It's pointless for Ben Stein to try and invoke Holocaust guilt, because I don't feel guilty for it. I wasn't there. I didn't have anything to do with it. It happened in another country. I had members of my family who were blown to bloody bits stopping Adolf Hitler. So there's no way I'm going to feel guilty for what happened in Germany before I was born. Period. End of discussion. And so Ben Stein is trying to raise on a busted flush. We're not going to feel guilty about the Holocaust. We had nothing to do with it.
Well,
and we don't see that Iran is a threat to anybody right now because Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in 200 years. Same cannot be said for the United States or for Israel.
Well, Mike, clearly you haven't been to the Holocaust Museum enough. And I'm sure they'll build one in Honolulu or at least a drive-by Holocaust Museum for you so you can just stop off and get a good dollop of Gentile guilt. Where you can be conditioned to knee-jerk surrender your own life.
I don't feel guilty about anything that happened outside of my direct personal control. It's not going to happen. And by the way, I mean, look back at all those creationist museums where they show humans riding with the dinosaurs. That there tells you just because it's in a museum doesn't mean it's true, doesn't mean it's accurate. Do we remember the Brontosaurus was in the New York Museum of Natural History? And then they came to realize they put the wrong head on the dinosaur, and that animal never really existed. And so the Brontosaurus went away, and now it's the Apatosaurus. But again, just because it's in a museum doesn't mean it's the truth. It simply means what the museum curator said, this is what we're going to show, and claim is the truth.
Right, but don't forget, it's a submission ritual. It's an exercise of power. In the state of New Jersey, Holocaust
not going to work on me.
Law is, Holocaust courses are obligatory. They're taught in all the high schools. They are hell-bent on conditioning Gentiles to feel guilty and put Jewish suffering over all other suffering and importance, and that we have to immediately respond.
We need to go to all those school children and just ask them a simple question. And they don't even have to answer. Just think about this. Why should you feel guilty for something that happened long before you were born and outside your control? It's like taking it in another context. It's like this whole issue that is already coming up over this Trayvon Martin thing about the guilt over slavery and everything. Yeah, slavery was really bad. I've never owned a slave. Therefore, I don't feel guilty about it. My ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad going the other way. Do the blacks feel any gratitude to me because my ancestors helped some of them to freedom? No, they don't, and frankly, they shouldn't. It's silly for me to try and claim credit for that. I claim a certain amount of pride for it, but I'm not going to claim credit for it. That's silly. That's nonsense.
Yeah. But either way, Ben Stein is just, he's trying to check out, in a sense, test the waters. And it's also his own programming, his own conditioning. He's been conditioned to believe the Holocaust stories, and he is just repeating what he's heard many times, and it's just his own,
No, I understand that, but here's my point. Here's my point, okay? Even if we give Ben Stein the benefit of the doubt on what actually happened in Germany in the first half of the last century, for him to turn around and say that all that was done to stop Hitler is nothing bespeaks a cultural ingratitude that cannot be ignored. If he did this to test the waters, I'm sure the waters are coming back very, very chilly right now.
Yeah, because hasn't he heard about D-Day and Normandy and what happened?
Exactly what I said.
Exactly.
Even if you accept that 6 million figure, it's only 10% of the total losses in World War II. But I guess those other 54 million people, they just don't count. They're nothing, according to Ben Stein.
Yeah, if you're highly ethnocentric like Ben Stein is, the other people don't matter, the little people. Yeah. Like
that's
the little
exactly
Assyrians
it.
And the little Iraqis and next to the little Iranians. Don't forget, he'll eagerly cheer and come up with excuses for the upcoming genocide against the Iranians. He'll be on that side cheering the extermination of Iranians.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. If Russia and China do come into this war, the United States is going to lose. And then what's Israel going to do? Say, oh, why us again? The Russians and the Chinese are anti-Semites. No, they're not. They're responding to this group of people that want to call themselves a nation, but they won't draw their borders. They won't write a constitution. They're trying to run the world as if it's still an Old Testament kingdom, and they are just totally out of touch with the 21st century. We got to take a break for commercials. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, bro?
Hanging in there.
Boy. You know, you were talking earlier about the Enterprise, and I'm right along with you on in the fears that you've expressed. And I notice a lot of people in the chat rooms and some of the discussion boards that I frequent, they're talking about all of this as conspiracy theory and this and that and the other. And I know that they're listening to RBN because they talk about RBN, so I know that that's where they're getting some of their information, and they're trying to claim that we're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. But, folks, if you guys are listening, let me explain something to you. We who are awake, we know the lies and the garbage that's been going on for well over a century. And if it weren't for the pattern of behavior that the government of the United States has engaged in for over a century, we wouldn't think the way we think and see conspiracies at every turn. And notice I didn't use the word theory. I used the word straight-up conspiracy. And all of these concerns are very valid because we know these kind of things have been done before, and we know it's quite likely they'll do them again. Now, where I run into some serious concerns is some of what I've heard coming out of the new Black Panther Party as well. And we're talking about ramping up for war here. But they're not just ramping up for war in Iran. I see now a movement taking place to ramp up for a race war here in the United States.
We are
in serious poop, folks, and if we don't get it together, we're going down apart. You've got to stop this somehow, some way. I don't know how, but when I hear people within the New Black Panther Party making statements like every black person should kill a white person, talking about war and bloodshed of the crackers and all of this garbage, folks, stop playing into their crap. If you fall for this, it will be the biggest and final mistake you ever make of your life. Thanks, Mike.
That's absolutely true. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I've been listening to the so-called New Black Panther Party, and as I was saying yesterday, they're not credible because of the negative image of the Black Panthers that was manufactured by the FBI back in the 1960s. Anybody who's running around saying, I'm a new Black Panther, like they're running around saying, I'm a Nazi. They're a government plant. These new Black Panthers are on the same federal government payroll as the white supremacists. They're there to convince you there's a problem that demands your attention so that you're not paying attention to the economy and the wars. Barack Obama understands that the American people all hate him right now. And so what he wants is to trick you into hating each other so he gets to be president for another 4 years. That's the deal. It's called divide and conquer. We saw this back in the 1960s. When the American people are standing up united against the government, you trick them into fighting each other. And then the government saves itself and perpetuates itself. And they're getting ready to do it again. Now, we're hearing from InfoWars that a source inside the Central Florida court system is saying Zimmerman is not going to be arrested or charged in the Trayvon Martin killing. Meanwhile, over at the police station near where Trayvon was shot, there was a protest. And during the protest, shots were fired at an empty police car. Somebody is trying to turn this into the new Rodney King riots. And by the way, I was there in Los Angeles for the old Rodney King riots. It wasn't a pleasant experience. But right now, the U.S. government understands that unless they can turn the American people against each other, the Occupy movement is going to get that message out to all those foreign investors saying, we're not going to pay for this anymore. And those foreign investors will take their money, and the entire Ponzi scheme, the Federal Reserve, is going to come crashing down and take the federal government with it. They are desperate to get us at war with ourselves. Look at what they did in Libya. Look at what they are doing now in Syria. They're going to do that here in the United States of America. Try and create the illusion of a civil war. Get us fighting against each other to justify a military invasion by the United Nations to come on in, disarm us all, and turn us back into serfs and peasants and slaves, which is what the money junkies really want. And so Arthur is absolutely correct. It is all a crock. By the way, I want to say something here right now. Yeah, these are conspiracy theories. And we are conspiracy theorists. Where and when did conspiracy theories come to mean something negative other than in the eyes of the government that tries to hide its conspiracies? Because remember, the biggest government conspiracy of all is the constant claim that there are no government conspiracies. And yet we know there are. The carbon Nazis climate gate proved that. Anybody looking at that, at all the institutions and all the media and all the politicians and all the educational places and all the government agencies, and all the media that cooperated in trying to sell you this idea that the world is getting warmer and it is all the fault of human activity, that is a conspiracy. Yes, Virginia, there really are government conspiracies out there. And people who are analyzing these conspiracies, and there's nothing negative about it. There are conspiracies. There are actually laws on the book against conspiracies. So obviously conspiracies really do exist, or they wouldn't be bother making laws about them. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air. We'll be right back, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to talk to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. And what is on your mind?
Well, Mike, I was out in L.A. When the riots started. Actually, it happened on my birthday, of all days.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know the thing is how the media was trying to play black off against white and all that stuff? I have a little bit of point of view about that. In L.A., I noticed, me being white, black people, decent black people, got me in a car and got me home back up in Lake Arrowhead, California, because they didn't want me getting hurt. And then you look at the riots going down, you know, and you see all these white people being beat up, Reginald Denny. It wasn't white people. It was good black people coming to the aid of people being hurt.
Yeah, I remember seeing a lot of that. There were just a very few people were out there to try and cause trouble. And I remember, I think the government's name for the operation was Operation Garden Plot and Operation Cable Splice. There were two different programs going on there. And the ultimate aim was to justify the federalization of all the state national guards, which basically stripped the state governors of their own military arms. Now they got to go through the federal government for permission to use the National Guard. So it was a major, major power grab going on. And ultimately, this feels like the same thing again. Somebody wants to have race riots for political gain. Again, Obama can't run on the economy. He can't run on the wars. He can't run on his obeisance to Israel. And, you know, right now, all of Americans, white and black, really do not like what he's doing. And he needs racism to run on as a campaign issue again, because that's what got him elected in 2008. He promised all this change, and he was going to do things differently, and he was going to be the nation's first black president. And so he got a lot of support from the black community. Well, now the black community understands he didn't keep any of his promises. And the black community has felt the economic pain and the losses from the war as much, if not more, than the white community. And they're not happy with him. And so Obama desperately needs race riots. And then he and Romney can argue over what's the best way to deal with the racial crisis in the United States of America. And they are making it. They are creating it. There are acts of violence between blacks and whites and blacks and blacks and whites and whites. Every single day. Why did this become an issue? Because it's being managed to create and provoke a reaction among the population.
Well,
Well,
the thing is, in a race war, either black people or white people are the winners, and the only people who are going to win are the authoritarians who will have an excuse to crack down on the population.
That's
exactly
right.
That's the only people who will win.
That's exactly right. If you fall for this stunt and you go into the... And I know people are angry, and they're looking for a place to direct their rage, and that's what Obama is counting on. He knows we're all angry with him, but we're afraid to move, so he's going to say, well, don't come pound on me. Go pound on these other people over here. And there are unfortunately too many people in this society who says, yeah, I can't go up against the government. By golly, I'm going to go trash this convenience store. And that's off and running. And again, they're doing the same thing to the American people that they did to the Libyans, and they're doing to the Syrians right now. Do not fall for it. Because that previous caller said, yeah, this will bring about the final, there'll be martial law, the declaration of a national emergency, the Constitution will be completely gone. And we will be this fascist dictatorship that the money junkies have been dreaming of for years.
Well, I'm just praying, you know, and the thing is, like I said, I went to these black rallies in Houston, and the thing is, they don't show. There's a lot of black people that are against this, that are coming out calling them frauds, but the media won't show them.
That's exactly right. The media is selling this thing. They're selling it as hard as they can. Like they were selling us, you know, Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And they're selling us Ahmadinejad hates the Jews. And they're trying to sell this thing. Blacks and whites hate each other. Go get him. Here's a broomstick. Go get him. And it's a fraud. It's a con game. They want us fighting amongst each other so we don't stand up united as a single American people and fight against the real cause of the problems. Wall Street's money junkies. And their lackeys in Washington, D.C. Those are the enemy of all the people, regardless of race, creed, color, or religion. The money junkies are the enemy of us all, and it is time to deal with them. And remember, the money junkies got to be money junkies by playing dirty. We keep hearing about all these stories about how MF Global was using customer money to save itself. Goldman Sachs helped destroy Greece's economy with this underhanded deal with Papandreou. Then they got caught manipulating oil prices, and they got a wrist slap fine. They're criminals. They're the biggest criminals of all. And they will not hesitate to trick us into fighting each other in order to save themselves. And that's what they're trying to do right now.
I just got one more note. I'm going to close on it. And that is, I got to go to Digitech. I know you promoted them, but I went out there and I got a good shot of just showing a small group around this community leader. But yet I see a whole bunch of black people sitting there calling this guy out as a fraud. When I took a picture of that, somebody went up and smashed my digital camera and everything, and so I got to go to Digitech and get sunglass cameras.
Okay, that's Diginet, I think, is that company. I'll tell you, in all honesty, I got a newer one called the Zooksy. We're trying to get one of their executives to come on the show here, and I love this thing. It's a Bluetooth headset and a camcorder. And it's good video quality, good sound quality. It's a wider angle lens. You don't have to do this little dance with your head to make sure you're aiming at what you're looking at. You can actually use your smartphone as a viewfinder so you know what you're shooting. And in a future version of the firmware, this thing will be able to go right from the Luxy to your cell phone and stream out to your server immediately. So even smashing the camera and the cell phone doesn't stop the truth from getting out. So, we're going to be talking about that one a little bit more, but I am really loving this thing, and it is a Bluetooth headset, so you just automatically have it with you all the time anyway.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Yeah, let me find that and put that link up to this Luxy website, because I am really enjoying this thing, and it is a lot of fun. Now, the FBI, which has managed to completely ignore all the problems with the Israeli spies, you know, since 2001, is now out there warning us that U.S. universities are swarming with Chinese spies. Ooh, don't trust the Chinese. They're the evil. They're setting us up for another war. That's what they're, you know, these are the bad people, and we're the good people. It's the U.S. and Israel and a couple of other slave states against the rest of the world, all those Russians and Chinese and Pakistani and Afghani and Iranian, Iraqi, they're all in cahoots against us. That's the war propaganda. They're selling you a new world war. There are too many useless eaters. They want to kill you all off. They want to basically bomb the people that they owe money to or conquer people who have a lot of money with which to bring in, rewrite the map of the world. It's cheaper to blow everything up and start building all over from scratch than to try and repair the cities and infrastructure that have been allowed to decay to a state of absolute rot. So let's just scrape it all off the surface of the earth and start all over again. I think that's the thinking behind all of that. Over in San Onofre, we mentioned this earlier. The San Onofre nuclear power plant is now shut indefinitely, as they're trying to find the cause of the problems. And what they're going to find ultimately, we talked about this a week ago, the owners of the San Onofre plant, the money junkies, tried to upgrade the plant to produce more power to make more money, but didn't tell the Nuclear Regulatory Commission they'd done the major change. They just described it as a routine replacement of parts not requiring an inspection. And apparently they used the wrong alloy in those heat exchanger tubes, which is why they failed. Back to the phones, Dennis in Boston. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Listen, I was wondering, Mike, if you are aware of that scam going on, a CMDX Diamonds or a CDXM Diamond thing going on. Now, you hear about that?
No, I'm afraid I'm not up to date on that particular one, but, you know, if there's okay. anything to do with financial system, then it's going to be a fraud.
Well, let me explain to you. It was a company that sold a lot of, like, millions and millions of phantom shares.
Yes.
And they were involved in money laundering and so on, and now they're being, so I guess the SEC is being sued to the tune of almost $4 trillion by an attorney by the name of Al Hodges.
Mm-hmm.
And the money laundering, from what I'm reading the other day in the article, the money actually went to Iran, Afghanistan, and different places to support the terrorists.
Well, wait a minute. I'm looking at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission website. It's CMKM Diamonds Investors.
Okay,
but it stopped short of saying where the money went. Nobody really seems to know. And from the names of the principals, it doesn't sound like they're people who would be involved in funding terrorism. So I'll look into it a little bit more. It's obviously it's a scam. It's a paper diamond scam. And it looks like it was being Ponzi'd. But as to where the money went, I think it looks to me from here at the SEC, they just put it in their pocket.
You may want to Google to the name of attorney Al Hodges. He's bringing this lawsuit against the SEC.
All right, well, I'll take a look at it. But again, looking at the SEC's own report, it looks to me like this is just a classic case of greed. And, you know, but I will look into it. So thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Anything goes wrong, we blame Iran for it. It wasn't our fault the investors got cheated. It was those gosh darned Iranian terrorists. Speaking of which, we're getting more and more information about how this so-called Iranian terrorist group, the MEK, was put together by the Pentagon. They were actually trained here in the United States of America, then sent into Iran to cause trouble that could be used to destabilize the Iranian government. Remember when they had that botched coup d'etat about 3 years ago, which was going really good until they started waving around the flag of the Shah, and then everybody in Iran dug their heels in and said, okay, we know what this is all about. It's a replay of 1953. Again, Iran has just announced that they have arrested a group of Israeli-backed terrorists who were planning on starting to blow things up around Iran in part of the run-up to the war. And don't forget, there's been this campaign to assassinate Iran's top scientists. You know, and it reminds me of that old Saturday Night Live sketch with... Bill Murray and Steve Martin about the smart caveman. And he's coming up with all these wonderful ideas that could just improve the world for everybody. And Bill Murray clubs him to death in his sleep, and he stands up and says, "No, I'm the smartest one." And sometimes it feels like Israel is doing that whole same thing. All these scientists around the world are being killed, and then Israel stands up and says, "We're the best in the science department in the world," kind of a thing. Over in Japan, they are looking at into the possibility of building an exclusion wall around the Fukushima evacuation zone. It'll be 88 kilometers long, probably still not enough. But they're basically, they're just writing off that whole part of the earth. Just forbidden zone, do not go in there. Completely worthless. So, now, there was a bit of a stink, as it were, where a board of education decided they were going to ban the distribution of Gideon Bibles to students on school property. And this triggered the usual eventual torrent of threatening calls, hateful emails from Christians at the school trustees. And I understand what that's like. I get a lot of that kind of, hate mail all the time. Anytime I point out about the child molestation issues, you know, or the greed of the top televangelists or anything, I always get these emails. "You are going to be scourged and sent to the dark places." And, you know, people calling up and saying, "Burn the heretic! Burn the heretic!" And all this other stuff. So here's the situation. I will accept teaching of religion in public schools when churches allow teaching of evolution in Sunday school. There is a place for reality, and there's a place for fantasy, and the two should not be confused with each other. There are all these places all across the landscape called churches where you may go and talk about giant cosmic hairy muffins and tentacled creatures floating around in the sky and cosmic Jewish zombies who arise and will allow you to live forever if you eat his body and telepathically say, "You are my master," in order to remove the evil influence from a woman made from a rib who was convinced by a talking snake to eat from a magic tree. And nobody will complain about it. But if you need to, like, learn how to get along in the real world and learn things like engineering and science and math and all of those things that are necessary to go out and actually get a job, that's what the public schools are for. And we need to keep them separate. You've got your churches, we've got our schools. I fielded a lot of hostility over the Easter holiday from people writing in saying, "You need to show respect to our religious beliefs." And my reply to that was, "Do you know how many websites there are out there that for various religions? Okay, go hang out with them. You find a lot of like-minded people. Have a lot of fun. Have a good holiday. Enjoy yourself. You're not going to see me there. I don't go into religious websites and yell at them that they should see the world differently. That would be rude and inconsiderate. But unfortunately, the favor is not returned, because you get a lot of people who come into my website and scream and demand that I should change my worldview to match theirs. And no, I'm not going to do it. Everything has its place in this universe. I'm not demanding that the religious websites get shut down or start talking about nuclear physics. But at the same time, don't come into my website and demand that I change my belief structure to make you happy. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The school board is right to ban the distribution of Bibles on public school grounds. Because if you do that, then you also have to allow the distribution of the Quran under the principles of the First Amendment. Now, obviously, everybody's doing a big to-do about the Titanic. We're coming up on the 100th anniversary of the sinking. We just passed the 100th anniversary of the sailing from Southampton. And last night I watched Bob Ballard's show on the National Geographic, and he's going on and on about, you know, leaving the site untouched and pristine and revering it as a graveyard. And I certainly admire Bob Ballard for his work and the research that he's done. but I'm not sure I agree with him for a couple of reasons. First of all, for those of you who don't know it, Finding the Titanic was a cover for Ballard's real mission, which was to locate and document the wreck of the Scorpion, submarine that was lost off the Azores. And Finding the Titanic was the public cover. The fact that they actually did it, you know, only enhanced his reputation. But the Navy funded the expedition to find and map and document the Scorpion. And the Titanic was sort of a tack on to the end, and they found the ship. And it's all well and good. Great that they found the ship and solved a lot of the mysteries. But, all right, we got to take a break here. When I come back, I'm going to wrap up on this thing. I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy in Ballard's approach to this, and I'll explain why when we come back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the Titanic and Bob Ballard. Now, Bob Ballard, when he found the Titanic back in the 1980s, had the option of removing one single item from the Titanic, and then under international law, his expedition would have owned the site and could have said, this is what will happen. But he didn't do that. And I understand at the time his attitude was, let's leave it pristine, and untouched. And, of course, then after a bunch of people came in and started salvaging stuff, because under the law of the sea, if Ballard didn't lay claim to it, then it's open season for anybody who shows up. They can't claim exclusivity to it because Ballard has already been there, but it becomes open picking. Now, I understand that RMS Titanic won a legal court fight to be declared the holder of the entire site. So Ballard is down there talking about, you know, it's a graveyard and we shouldn't disturb it and we should leave things exactly where they are and not recover anything from the wreck. And I have two problems with that. First of all, and Ballard knows this, after 100 years at the bottom of the ocean, there are no human remains left. The life forms at the bottom of the ocean have long since removed all traces of the passengers of the Titanic. They're not there anymore. It is not a graveyard. It is a cenotaph and a memorial, but there are lots of memorials. Second of all, given that the wreck is deteriorating rapidly from the rusticles, from the organisms dissolving it, do we want to simply let the hulk collapse in on itself and destroy whatever artifacts are still inside? Or would it not be more prudent to go ahead and very carefully, archaeologically, scientifically, recover as much from the wreck as possible to save it from being destroyed when the wreck finally implodes upon itself, which it will do? It's not going to, it's the bottom of the ocean. It's not going to last forever down there. It's been 100 years and it's in really, really bad shape. Third, Ballard has not hesitated to remove artifacts from all those ancient shipwrecks he's found on the bottom of the Black Sea and the Mediterranean. Didn't bother him that people died on those shipwrecks. So there's a little bit of a double standard there. I think Bob is being motivated by the fact that, first of all, he's kind of a little upset. He didn't get in on the cash train from salvaging from the wreck site, and he's a little bitter about that. Second of all, he's proposing a robotic surveillance system of all these little autonomous undersea vehicles constantly watching the Titanic to guard against looting and pillaging. Where are these robots going to come from? Well, Ballard will be happy to build them and provide them for the appropriate fee. And I got a lot of respect for Ballard for the work that he's done, but I'm not sure that his approach to the Titanic is the smart one. Because it isn't a graveyard. They're gone. The people are gone. And there are historically important items that should be saved. That Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, if it still exists, and it was shipped in a pressure-tight, watertight container, if it's still down there, that belongs in a museum for the enjoyment of all the world to see. So that's kind of where I am on that. We'll be talking about the Titanic a little bit more in the coming days. Until tomorrow, when we will return on the Republic Broadcasting Network, stay safe, stay well. Support alternative media, please. RBN needs your help. They really do. And aloha, America.